Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Israel's prime minister isn't backing down, delivering a challenging speech at the UN General Assembly this morning as mass protests formed in Midtown by the UN building. Our Marla Diamond is with the protesters with the latest.
A large and diverse crowd is gathered on Broadway between 41st and 42nd streets, young and old, protesting the Israeli president's speech to the UN General Assembly at a time when many of America's allies have recognized a Palestinian state and have called Netanyahu a war criminal. Protesters here are calling for a U.S. arms embargo to Israel and the jailing of Benjamin Netanyahu. Their plan is to march from Times Square to the U.N. There is a large police presence here as well. But so far, the demonstrations here and at the U.N. have been peaceful. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Times Square.
And back inside at the General Assembly, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel must finish the job against Hamas and Gaza, and also said,
Hamas uses civilians as human shields and as props in its sick propaganda war in Israel, against Israel, a propaganda war that the Western media buys hook, line, and sinker.
Netanyahu also called the 10 countries, including Australia, Canada, France, the United Kingdom, who recently recognized a Palestinian state, shameful. A Queens man has been convicted of brutally killing his mother and brother inside their East Elmhurst home. Prosecutors say 42-year-old Roscoe Danielson stabbed both victims on July 4th of 2023. His brother Kyle was also shot, then stuffed in a garbage bag and dragged to the curb. Police later found his mother, Cheryl Myrick, dead upstairs. Danielson was arrested that same night, pushing a stroller carrying a bag with a gun and a knife inside. He faces up to 50 years to life in prison when he's sentenced next month. Help is on the way for millions of New Yorkers. Governor Hochul said the state is mailing out 8.2 million inflation refund checks starting today, including more than 3.5 million in the city, another 1.2 million on Long Island. You don't have to sign up if you filed a 2023 tax return and earned under the income limits. You'll automatically get one. The checks range from $150 for single filers making up to $150,000 and $400,000 for joint filers making under $150,000. The mailings will continue through November, so yours could arrive anytime over the next several weeks. Well, this is not something you hear every day, but you might want to be on the lookout for two pythons if you're in Queens. Our Glenn Shuck has the details.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't come upon it. This 4-foot python in the middle of Woodhaven Boulevard near Myrtle yesterday afternoon. So a guy named Kevin, who works for an animal rescuer, Puppy Kitty NYC, was brave enough to put it in a bag as the search goes on for two other pythons. They were seen slithering back into Forest Park. Megan LeCarrie is the president of Puppy Kitty and says, fear not.
Definitely don't be scared of them. If anyone does see them, either call the Forest Park Rangers, you can call the NYPD. Someone, one of us, hopefully will respond.
She believed someone dumped the snakes here. The python, like all exotic animals, not allowed to have as a pet in New York City. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Queens.
The city is putting $500,000 toward fixing Brooklyn's cat population problem. The new pilot program will cover spaying and neutering for 3,500 cats, both pets and strays, through the nonprofit Flatbush Cats. Council member Justin Brannon spearheaded the program. He told 1010 Winds he believes the city has long been exploiting the compassion of animal lovers in New York, and it shouldn't be their responsibility. The goal is to make low-cost veterinary care more accessible and help get more people involved in rescuing stray cats. To learn more, you can go to flatbushvet.org. A 39-year-old man was shot during a robbery in Inwood early this morning. Police say it happened just after 4 a.m. on West 207th Street. Three men came up to him, pulled out guns, stole his chain, bracelet, and wallet, and then fired one shot, hitting him in the foot. The victim was taken to Harlem Hospital and is stable. The suspects took off in a silver Honda Accord. Police are still trying to find the three. On Long Island, fans camped out overnight for the Ryder Cup's first tee, hoping for a front row seat and a presidential sighting.
People are here at the airport watching for Air Force One to land. Catherine McDonald brought her kids here to see the excitement.
We're here to watch all the planes and helicopters coming in and out.
Others like Ira Brackman are on the side of the road hoping it's the route the president will take. He hopes Trump will spot him.
I just put up my Trump cutout. Full size, more than full size, Trump cutout. I'm hoping he rolls down the window and waves when he sees the cutout.
And Tyler McGivney says it's a moment he doesn't want to miss.
I hope so. I mean, I'm definitely going to be cheering for him, and maybe he'll give us a wave back.
Many here hope to catch a small piece of presidential history right in their backyard. Darius Razzius, 1010 Winds, the 92.3 FM at Republic Airport on Long Island.
A 30-year-old motorcyclist is dead after a chain of crashes on the Long Island Expressway in Queens. Police say it happened just after midnight near the Grand Central Parkway exit in Corona. The rider was knocked off by an SUV, then hit by two other cars. He suffered severe head trauma and was pronounced dead at the scene. All three drivers stayed and are cooperating with police. No arrests have been made. So far this year, NYPD data shows nearly 50 people have been killed riding motorcycles or mopeds in the city. But that's slightly fewer than this time last year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.